Now, how educators in Chicago are working to give lower-income students a leg up in the pre-kindergarten years and boost their prospects for life. The NewsHour's special correspondent for education, John Merrow, has the story.
All right, so let's see. Let's see what I can see here.
Children raised in homes with educated parents swim in a sea of language.
Where's white? Actually, white!
Yeah.
A world of vocabulary-rich conversations.
Maya, why don't you show Daddy what you want him to do? Why don't you demonstrate?
Show him what you want.
The contrast for low-income children could not be more dramatic.
Mom, what would you do?
By the time children are ready for kindergarten, some will have heard millions more words than others. Without intervention, this vocabulary gap can lead to a school achievement gap. That, in turn, can mean college for some, while others drop out without even learning how to read.
The cost of school failure is enormous. It's prisons, it's unemployment, it's dissatisfaction in neighborhoods and communities. All of that is going to cost you and your kids money.
A lot of money. It costs about $30,000 a year to keep someone behind bars. Over two-thirds of inmates never finish high school.
Water.
This program in Chicago helps children before they have a chance to fall behind.
Can you fill my cup up? I need some water.
We spend about $18,000 to $20,000 per child per year. That seems like a lot of money, but when you do the return on investment, we believe it actually pays off.
With a per-pupil price tag that is two-thirds of what it costs to house a prisoner, Diana Rauner's program, EduCare, provides high-quality child care and preschool for at-risk children up to age 5.
Good morning.
Infants are accepted as young as 6 weeks.
The most important time for us to intervene is really in the first 1,000 days of life, the time when the brain is developing so quickly and when interactions with adults matter so much to children's developing sense of who they are and their language development.
EduCare is open 11 hours a day, 5 days a week, all year round. Children get good food, regular exercise, and those with special needs receive additional supports in small groups.
Would you like me to put the sand in your hand? Can you say hand? Okay.
Our teachers all have bachelor's degrees and they have infant toddler certification.
You like the way it feels?
They've worked very, very hard to learn how to appropriately develop language and social emotional skills.
You finish?
Yes.
So are you ready to put your beans inside?
Yes.
The program seems to be working. A study that measured literacy skills and emotional development found that students who attended EduCare for 5 years enter kindergarten as ready as their middle-class peers.
The only way we're going to systemically break that achievement gap, close that achievement gap, is by investing in early education.
Chicago has about 90,000 children under the age of 5 that need a program like EduCare.
Wake up now. Wake up now.
EduCare has room for just 149 children.
Just like when you go to nap, in nap time.
Think about that. That's not even 0.2%. What about the other 99.8% of needy children? What is Chicago doing, if anything, to close their vocabulary gap?
Let's see who we're missing today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Every child whose parent wants him to be in preschool and cannot afford to send them to a private school ought to have an opportunity to go to a public preschool.
Zebra, zebra, what do you hear?
That's the goal, but money for preschool is tight.
What we're trying to do is to find a model that will provide sufficient support for most of the children who need it.
Chicago's largest preschool program costs about $4,000 per student, significantly less than EduCare.
What number is that?
But It's Closed in the Summer is just for 3 and 4-year-olds and lasts only 2.5 hours a day, not 11.
Is 2.5 hours a day enough for high-risk kids?
For some children, 2.5 hours a day is probably enough, particularly if we can offer it 2 years running.
A tootie-ta, a tootie-ta-ta.
The program is called Preschool for All, but that's a misnomer. It reaches only 24,000 kids, and at some schools, there's a waiting list. Even when you add in the children attending Head Start and other pre-K programs, that's only 37,000 out of the city's 90,000 neediest children who benefit. And the rest?
This hand. Remember that hand. Okay. Right here from 6:30 in the morning to about 6 at night. They play by themselves majority of the time. Mama! They love watching TV.
Jacqueline Brown spends each day with her grandchildren while her daughter is out looking for work.
That's it. You want another? In this community, there's a lot of kids that don't go to school. Some parents need the kids to go all day. They don't have an all day here. So they just only go part-time in the morning times from 8 to 10:30.
In a large city like Chicago, just getting to the program can be a challenge, especially for families with more than one child and no car.
Some people feel that it's a waste of time. They don't want to go pick them up in an hour and a half, so they feel it's not worth it.
I don't think we understood how much of a barrier deep, deep poverty is in terms of engaging families and creating opportunities for children.
Maria Whelan's organization helps low-income families find childcare and educational programs for their children. It's a struggle.
Almost two-thirds of the 3 and 4-year-olds in these very, very poor communities have no access to classroom-based preschool, Head Start, or child care programs.
The kids who need it the most?
The kids who need it the most.
Does this embarrass you?
It embarrasses me in the sense that we are unable, not just in Illinois, but throughout the United States, to mobilize sufficient public opinion to support something that everybody, every piece of research shows, would help us just immeasurably improve child outcomes in terms of education.
In these hard economic times, Chicago spends on average about $5,000 per child on 40% of its neediest kids and virtually nothing on the rest. That choice, provide more services to fewer children or fewer services to more, is one that Maria Whelan rejects.
It's a choice that we absolutely refuse to make. I'll be damned if there are 10 sick children and amoxicillin exists for only one of them. I think the job of those of us who do this work is to go out and break down every door and every barrier we can to make sure there are 10 doses of amoxicillin for all of those children.
And as difficult as it is today, the future for preschool in Chicago looks worse.
The budget situation right now
is dire. Many states were using stimulus money to support educational programs. In Chicago, we were using it for our preschool program. If we don't have that money next year, we will have to cut the number of children that we serve.
Illinois is not alone. At least 10 states have already cut spending for early education, with more certain to follow.